You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. Listen to what Paul writes to the church in Corinth. But this I say, brothers, the time has been shortened, so that from now on those who have wives should be as though they had none, and those who weep as though they did not weep, and those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice, and those who buy as though they did not possess, and those who use the world as though they did not make full use of it. For the present form of this world is passing away. Now, on face value, I guess it's a rather cryptic piece of scripture. Did he really say those of us who are married should start acting like we don't have a wife? That's not going to fly in the Lightfoot household, I can tell you that. What is Paul really saying to us? He's saying that time is of the essence. There's no time to waste. So don't complicate your lives unnecessarily. Keep things simple in marriage, in grief, in joy, in whatever, even in the ordinary things, your daily routine, shopping, going to work, and so on. Deal as sparingly as possible with the things that the world thrusts upon you, because this world as we know it, as we see it, is on the way out. There's more important things to think about, Paul is telling us, than what's going on in the world, even in our own little world. And so we have to ask ourselves some questions this morning. Don't you find that Sunday morning the messages are about asking ourselves questions more often than not? And so the question for this morning is, do we walk through our days these days with any sense of urgency? Do we walk through our daily routines with any sense at all that time is short? Do we have any routine sense in our daily lives that the plan of God for the world in which we are living is unfolding right before our eyes, and that soon and very soon this world will pass away and the promise of a new heaven and a new earth will come to be, and when that happens, we need to be ready for that event? Do we have that sense when you woke up this morning and put your feet on the floor, cold as it may have been? Do you have a sense that time is of the essence? Or maybe we just go through our days wholly, totally immersed in the world. Instead of a sense of urgency for the things of God, have we set about busying ourselves with the things of the world? We may move about in our lives with a sense of purpose, but the question is, whose purpose is it? Is our purpose about God's plan, or are we all about our own agenda? Our own schedule? Are our lives complicated in the things of the world, or are we spending our time in the Word and the will of God, getting our lives centered on Jesus Christ, getting our loved ones ready for His coming, getting our houses in order for the return of the King? What's your daily schedule? Have you thought about that? even as recently as this morning? What's my agenda for today? Well, obviously, some of you chose wisely because at the top of your list this morning was worship. Thank you. See, as we wind down this season of Epiphany, we should ask ourselves these introspective questions as we examine our current state of affairs in our daily or weekly routine. What percentage of time am I devoting to the Word of God? What percentage of time am I devoting to communion and prayer? What part of my day or week do I spend in worship of the one who is alone worthy of our worship, our devotion, and yes, our time? When you look at your agenda and the schedule is so jam-packed with things to do that you simply have to give something up because your week is so full of stuff you want to do or feel you need to get done, is the thing that you cross off the list, the thing that you put aside, is it either worship or Bible study time or prayer time? What's the first thing that gets crossed off if your schedule seems too busy? Is it Sunday worship? Is it visiting someone who is ill? Is it feeding the hungry? Is it fellowship with other believers? Is it communion with God? Is it your prayer time that gets sacrificed? What is it when you prioritize your busy lives that gets crossed off because there simply isn't time for that? Is it something of the world, or is it something that would bring you closer to God? See, Paul is telling us here in these few short verses that we need to simplify our lives. We have to move through this world being in it, but not of it. How many times have you heard that? It's become cliche. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And my question is, do we really believe it when we say it? See, we have to detach ourselves from being entirely immersed in the world so deeply that we lose ourselves in it. We can't spend all our time devoted to the things of the world and expect that we can be in tune with and in step with the things of God. Paul tells us that we must keep it simple as we move through the world in our daily routine. Don't get too attached to the things in and of the world because God has plans and purpose for you that are not at all about this world. Scripture says that His ways are higher than our ways. The bar that He set for us, for you and for me, is so much higher than the bar that we set for ourselves. Don't yet set your sights on achieving worldly stuff because you limit yourself. You limit your God-given potential when you aim that low. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verse 36, Jesus says, "For what shall it profit a man or a woman if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Those aren't rhetorical questions. We might tend to think of them as rhetorical, but Jesus didn't intend that to be a rhetorical question. Jesus means for us to dig deep and do a very real spiritual inventory of our heart and our mind. Jesus wants you to fully consider where you stand in regard to your eternal soul. Do you reside in the camp of the world, or do you reside in the camp of the kingdom of God? There's no in between. Can't have a foot in one and a foot in the other. You got to dive in. You got to jump in. You got to cannonball into the pool of the kingdom of God with both feet. Jesus wants us to earnestly and honestly examine ourselves and consider at what price are we willing to forfeit eternal life with him in order to gratify the worldly desires of our wicked human hearts? Can your soul be bought by the world? Or, much better alternative, has your soul already been bought and paid for by Christ and his work on the cross? Is there anything in the world, anything that the world has to offer you that is of greater importance, greater value, greater significance than the saving grace of God through Jesus Christ? If any one thing of the world pops into your brain going, yeah, I want that more than eternal life with Jesus, then you and I need to have conference very soon. But if your priority is a relationship, an honest, open relationship with Jesus Christ, where you have communion with him, where you have daily conversation with him, where you're not afraid to open your heart and your soul and your life to him, to let him examine it and purify it and make it through his work on the cross acceptable to God the Father. That's where we all need to be. Open and honest with our Savior Jesus. This year I encourage you. Believe it or not, it's still the first month of a brand new year. We're not that far into it. If you hadn't gotten started yet on your faith journey this year, if you haven't set out to make things deeper and richer in your relationship with Christ yet, there's still time. I encourage you to refocus your lives on the things of God, to simplify your daily lives so that your focus is more on him and less on your own agenda in the world. When you cross things off your schedule, cross off worldly things and give yourself more time to be a part of the kingdom, because this world will pass away, but God's kingdom is forever and ever. Turn to your neighbor and say, God's kingdom is forever. God's kingdom is forever. This world is short-lived. I don't care if you live to be 130. Compared to eternity, it's but a blip in time. And the eternal significance of this span in the material world, this thing we call life, which is really just a piece of life, this thing is only of significance in that you have an opportunity in this life to establish the eternal relationship with Jesus. This world will pass away, but God's kingdom is forever and ever. See, we have a choice in this life how we will prioritize our daily routines. A righteous person always chooses God. As the saying goes, choose wisely where you will spend your time. All of us are eternal beings. where you spend that eternity is a choice. It's all about location, right? Any realtors? Location, location, location. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.